Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from a great friend of the program and one that always puts quality jazz music out there in the world. That was saxophonist, flutist, and composer Greg Abate, joined by his quintet with the tune Tommy Hawk off the 1995 CD Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Prior to COVID-19, he was out there on stage nearly 225 days a year touring the globe. Speaking of this pandemic, we caught up with Greg to have a good talk about it, and he had a very poignant thought about this pandemic.
Like, people are writing tunes about the COVID, I think that's, why give that any dignity, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
yep.
Not doing it.
Greg got groomed well in the mid-70s after finishing a four-year program at the Berklee College of Music, playing lead alto for the Ray Charles Orchestra for 2 years. Then in 1978, Greg formed his group, Channel One. It was a favorite in the New England area, and from there he had the opportunity to play tenor sax with the revived Artie Shaw Orchestra under the leadership of Dick Johnson from 1986 to 87. In 2020, he has over 17 other recordings as a leader and is an adjunct professor of jazz studies at Rhode Island College. During our talk about life and music, he talked about longevity and longing. Have a listen.
Yeah, and I'm 73 this month, man, and I feel like, where did the time go? How much time do I have left? That's one thing I talked to my therapist about because it bothers me. And he says, oh, that's the way it is. You just have to accept it. I said, I know. I said, why does the tree live so long and people don't live as long as the tree? Why should we die and have the tree be there for like 200 years?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I mean, but they don't know how to answer me. I don't know how to answer myself.
It's always great to have Greg on the show. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a sleepless kind of jazz town, waiting to play again and still playing shows live from the likes of Bobby Watson and Jackie Myers. Jazz never quits, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Open and ready to give you the jazz, baby. As we head into the month-long August 2020 celebration of Charlie Parker's 100th birthday and celebration of his prowess, we bring you New York-based pianist and vocalist Champion Fulton with her highly anticipated new album, Birdsong, with her take on the Yardbird Suite. And as we get into it, listen to Champion talk about the power of Bird's music.
Charlie Parker's music, it's perfect, and it makes you feel good. It's beautiful. He has a beautiful sound. He has this amazing approach to rhythm, which I don't even think we've really seen someone who can even do that, maybe since him. And his ideas are both, you know, harmonically challenging, but melodic. You know, and I think his music to musicians, of course, we're amazed and we go, wow. You know, but I think also to the listener, they listen and they hear it and they feel something. And that's important to me. I'm pianist and vocalist Campion Fulton, and you're listening to Birdsong, my tribute to Charlie Parker, here on Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Off to a good start. Second verse, same as the first.
Thank you.
We're back to you. Second verse, same as the first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Drummer, take it away.
That was the prodigal son of Kansas City jazz, Tim Whitmer, with his Brookside Boogie circa 2016. Under the tutelage of George Salisbury, he created his own unique style, and he has treated audiences from all over the world to a taste of Kansas City swing jazz. It was the sounds of Jay McShann, Mary Lou Williams, and Count Basie that lured him in, and we caught up with him here at Neon Jazz to talk about those early years, and he opened up about it.
My folks were very involved with the civil rights movement in the 60s, social justice issues. I got to, real early on, be familiar with, you know, all different parts of Kansas City. And with that came exposure to the Kansas City jazz, which I just fell in love with from day one. Wow, this is kind of the best of all worlds. Been kind of hooked on it ever since.
After all these years, Kansas City is still very much home, and he performs regularly at the top venues in Kansas City. He hosts a monthly concert series, Spirituality and All That Jazz, at the Unity Temple on the Plaza that showcases the incredible wealth of local Kansas City jazz talent, and there's plenty of it to go around. We keep Kansas City very present in this hour of jazz, and as we slip into the real native son of KC with Charlie Parker, this is the tune that sums up August every year here in KC. Now's the time, and as we do, I caught up with the president of KC Jazz Alive to talk about the 2020 festivities and the endearing echo of Bird through the years. John McGraw had plenty to say.
What could everybody in Kansas City that cares about jazz or is interested in jazz get behind, right? I mean, is there something that we could be doing that would bring everybody together, that would unite people? And Charlie Parker kept surfacing. It's just, you know, here's somebody that Kansas City should really be loving on, right? And so that was the idea. Let's see what we can do. Will everybody get behind Charlie Parker? Basically, Kansas City coming together to celebrate one of the legacies, truly, from Kansas City. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Tim Whitmer. I'm a Kansas City jazz artist. I'd like to plug a really good show that is on right now. It's called Neon Jazz with my buddy Joe Domino. Check it out. You will learn a lot and you'll have a lot of fun.
It's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise, it's what I long to see. You made my life so glamorous, you can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. It's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise, it's what I long to see. You made my life so glamorous, you can't blame me for feeling amorous. Whoa, it's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. Oh, what I long to see. You made my life so glamorous, can't blame me for feeling amorous. It's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for, that you should care for, that you should care for me. Care for me, can't believe it, baby, that you care for me. Marvelous.
That was New Orleans native and San Francisco Bay Area jazz singer Kenny Washington with his rendition of Wonderful off the 2020 CD he just put out called What's the Hurry. This cat always thrills audiences across the globe with his soulful interpretations, his limitless range, and that rapid-fire scatting he's got down. Jazz caught his interest during his senior year of high school when the great clarinetist Alvin Batiste performed at his school. He would go on to Xavier University and carve out quite a nice career for himself. We talked to him here at the show recently and wanted to know who he really is. And this is what he had to say about that.
I think I am. I don't. Yeah, I wish I knew. I'm not still trying to figure it out.
From jazz drummer Charlie Persep, who we just lost on August 23rd, 2020, at the age of 91. Man, they're making it way up there in the 90s. Man, these jazz cats get a lot of spins around the sun. His many years saw him lead the rhythm with the cats like Dizzy Gillespie, Randy Weston, and many others. And he has also had 40 years at the helm of his own big band called Supersound. This is a cut off his essential CD known as The Trolley Song. And man, Persep was the man. Thank you.
Daniel Herzog. I'm a jazz trumpet player from Vancouver, BC, and you're listening to Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was native Canadian trumpeter, composer, and arranger Daniel Herzog with his orchestra featuring Noah Preminger and Frank Carlberg with the tune Indelible off his new 2020 CD, Night Devoid of Stars. Over the years, he has become quite a force in jazz. He's toured North America leading large ensembles, and since the beginning, he knew it was jazz, and we spoke to him about this in an interview that was back in December of 2019 before we knew what was going to happen. This is what he had to say.
It was always just music for me. I just hope to be involved in as many ways as possible.
This new offering with a stellar lineup is another reason this is a talented cat to keep your eyes on in the jazz universe. One of the very first shows Daniel caught live was legendary trumpet man Dizzy Gillespie, and as we get into the tune Swedish Sweet off his 1961 Best Of compilation, let's listen to Explain.
It was Dizzy Gillespie and the Alumni All-Stars. This show was particularly amazing because we saw it at a theater at UBC. For whatever reason, the cheapest tickets were the ones closest to the stage. I guess they kept their pricing like if you were to see a full orchestra, but this was a small ensemble. So we happened into these seats in the front row, and it was John Faddis on trumpet, James Moody on saxophone, Clyde Hampton, Renee Rosmus on piano, Dennis McCrell on drums, and John Lee on the bass.
This is Stephen Kuhn from the Pacific Mambo Orchestra, and thank you for listening to Neon Jazz out of Kansas City.
Yo, standing all alone with your mojito vacilo. I hold my breath and hope you come towards me and hit the flow. I like you from a distance, wanting more than just a kiss. Now all that's left is hoping for that margarita mix.
How you know?
I've been around the scene.
Still can get a little mean.
I'm fantasizing, giving you a little bit of salsa. In the club, turned up, my dance will make you holler.
Take me up, take me down. Take me in, take me out. Take me here, take me there.
Mambo's gonna rock your world.
baile del Pacific Mambo.
C'est la danse du Mambo Pacifique.
Hi, Ping Yu Kiu Mo.
Hi, Heo Mambo Odori.
Lass uns tanzen, den Pacific Mambo Tanz.
Isto é dança da orquestra Pacific Mambo.
That was the powerful Latin-flavored orchestra full of celebration and celebrity, the Pacific Mambo Orchestra, led by Stefan Kuhn with the 2015 song Pacific Mambo Dance. This outfit is in their 10th year, and all their hard work paid off in 2014 when they took home a Grammy. This 20-piece orchestra is comprised of the Bay Area's top talented cats. They honor the Latin big bands of the 40s through the 60s, and we caught up with trumpeter Stefan Kuhn recently to talk about music and the pandemic. He had some thoughts.
Time is progressive, and it's always forward. I don't think we'll go back to whatever it was where we stopped, you know. I don't think, like I said, you know, there will be closures of venues. So I don't know what that means, but I'm just saying, you know, things will progress and move forward into an uncertain future.
So this next block of music will begin with British jazz piano legend Sir George Shearing. As we go into an influence that really shaped Hal Galper, we're going to go into the tune Man from Mittens off Shearing's 1969 LP, The Early Years. Hal had a funny story about how he caught the master very early on.
George Shearing, the first live performance I heard. I had a date and wow. I took it. I had front row seat. Unfortunately, he farted on the bandstand. Made it very difficult to enjoy the experience. He was, I understand he was known for that. But that was my first live, and actually, that's what got me started in the music.
Thank you.
That was a wonderful pianist and educator, Hal Galper, with the tune Yellow Days off the 2006 CD Ivory Forest. The storied cat has been a student of the piano from the age of six, and all of it really began with a three-year stint with trumpeter Chet Baker and culminated with a collection of 103 albums and 32 of those under his name. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he told me who he thought he really was.
I find that quite separating from people. As soon as that template, that, oh, you're a jazz musician template, starts to happen, I feel less connected to them. You know, I'm just me. I'm not Hal Galvin, the jazz musician. That's my job, you know, and I'm not my job. So I suppose that's the best way I can answer that.
Our final part of this episode is to pay proper respects to New York City-born jazz fusion and hard bop saxophonist Steve Grossman, another one that we lost. He's a Pulse Coltrane student, and he left us on August 13, 2020, at the age of 69, with a wealth of quality music like this one, When I Fall in Love, live at CAF back in 2008. Just like that, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that would parachute out of an airplane to promote the music we dig. Fire away, baby. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, support the arts, keep jazz alive, and enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.